Collaboration. Okay. That engagement with Tony on social media. Thank you, along with the plan of the game changer. Thank you so much, Gunlin. Thank you. That's why.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Jasmine. I'm returning your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. My daughter was trying to order me this thing as the with the Walmart and the KitchenAid. Is this KitchenAid customer service?
No, ma'am. I'm with a third party for customer service, but we handle those. We handle that as well.
Okay. She went online, and something came up on her phone, and it said to pay for $2.95 or $3.95 or something for shipping, which I consider kind of cheap, but at the same token, they took $5.74 out of my account. Is that for shipping?
You're talking to, can I get that zip code so I can better confirm your account, ma'am, and better assist you?
10467.
And can I get that first and last name?
Maria Thomas.
Ma'am?
Maria Thomas.
One moment while I wait on your account to load up, ma'am.
I'm saying a cop who likes to steal from home was involved in a raid where a very expensive gun was allegedly stolen. Nothing more. But it sure sounds expensive to me. Yeah. He's not here anymore.
You know where he moved?
He didn't move. He died 2 weeks ago. Heart attack.
He went out with me, possibly my wife, girlfriend.
No, he was all alone. I tried to find family to clean it out, but I came up empty. He had some nice things, too. He had a flat screen TV, espresso machine, and lots of guns.
Might as well go inside and take a look.
There's nothing in there. I finally found someone to take this stuff.
Who?
Lady who's been paying his rent the last few months.
What's her name?
I don't know. I think she was a cop. Thin, blonde hair, not too bad looking. She said she used to work with Baker.
Hold on.
Found yourself going again. Maybe you're being anxious, lonely, stressed.
Yes, ma'am. I got your account pulled up, and you're talking about the KitchenAid for $5.74.
Yeah. What is the deal on this? Because I want to make sure that my account is not going to be, any more money is not going to be taken out of my account. What is the real price that y'all are selling this thing for?
You only got charged for $5.74. Anything else you didn't get charged for.
But how much is the actual... So it's just $5.74 for shipping?
Yes, ma'am. That's all they charged your account for was $5.74.
Please tell me this is not a scam and they're going to charge me more money because this is kind of scary and kind of freaky at the same time.
No, ma'am. They're not going to charge you no more money. The only thing I see on your account is the $5.74 with the last four digits of your MasterCard ending in 2163 for the KitchenAid, and that's the only thing they charged you for today.
Okay, but what in the future? Because if they're going to ship it, that's a KitchenAid blender.
Yes, that comes from my warehouse kitchen cup. From that comes from the warehouse itself with the KitchenAid from the company itself. It's a shipping warehouse. Now, if she signed up for a membership, they're gonna charge her a membership fee.
Of how much?
It depends on how much that membership is with that product, ma'am. Now, if she didn't sign up for a membership and she only got the $574, that's the only thing that you're going to get charged for, and that's the only thing I see that they charged you for in your account, which is the $574.
Okay, and how long is this going to take to be shipped?
It should be shipped within 7 to 10 business days. From the time she ordered it, which was today, and you count, because this today is a business day, and you count from this business day from the other business days, which is 7 to 10 business days. And it hasn't been shipped yet.
So not on the weekends, but between Monday and
Monday,
Friday.
Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely correct. Monday and Friday.
Okay, let me see. Let me estimate, because she was trying to do this for me as a surprise for a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday we have, not Saturday and Sunday. So you're talking about one.
Okay, if the day is the first, correct?
Uh-huh.
Which is Thursday. So you'll count Friday as a business day. You don't count Saturday and Sunday at all. So from
Monday the 5th. Down to the 9th?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, so that's, I'm not counting today, I'm counting tomorrow. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The next Monday is 8, 9, 10. So we're talking about around the 14th, 15th of the month.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
My name is Jasmine Hendricks.
Jasmine? Could you repeat your name for me, please?
Jasmine Hendricks.
Okay, I'm understanding Hendricks.
Hendricks, that's H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S.
And your first name?
Jasmine, that is spelled J-A-S-M-I-N-E.
Okay, so I wasn't bugging. Okay. Thank you, Jasmine. If I don't have to speak to you again, thank you very much. And I'll be putting my, checking my stuff, and I'll see if it really comes true. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.